接着我们继续来学习撒迦利亚书。
And thank God, we're going to continue with our study of Zechariah.
翻到第一章。
And let's turn to chapter one.
早上我们谈到有四个角跟四个匠人。
And so this morning we have talked about this visions of four horns and four craftsmen.
我们先来看一个经文。
And let's turn to a verse.
我们看诗篇七十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 75.
诗篇七十五篇。
Psalm chapter 75.
七十五篇第十节。
Verse 10.
恶人一切的脚我要砍断，唯有义人的脚必被高举。
All the horns of the wicked I will also cut off, but the horns of the righteous shall be exalted.
这个脚就是力量或是势力的意思。
And so horns represent strength or authority.
那当然，以国家来看，就是它的军事力量。
And so, to an aspect of a nation, this will be their military power.
我们在看到这个世界的历史哈，再强的国家，它终于还是会倒的。
And from the history of mankind, you will see that doesn't matter how strong you are as a nation, it eventually you would fallen.
这四个角呢，后来都被四个匠人给它铲除掉。
And so the four horns was annihilated by the four craftsmen.
但是当这些匠人也成为另外一个角的时候，他也被后来的匠人也把它铲除掉。
And so the craftsmen also became a horn, and later on, more craftsmen annihilated them.
我们从人的角度来看啊，这是帝国之间势力的这个角力哈，他们力量的角力之后。就是弱肉强食，一个必然的一种历史法则。
And so, from the perspective of man, all the among the different empires of the world, it's very common for the strong nations to overcome the weak ones.
并且我们也知道说，一个企业、一个组织再怎么样的稳固哈，它很难超过一百年、两百年，甚至三百年。
And we know that doesn't matter how strong as a corporation you are, it's hard to pass beyond 100 years or 200 years or 300 years.
但是呢，我们从圣经神的角度来看呢，这些脚兴起，这些脚被铲除，这些匠人兴起，后来他们成为另外一个脚也被铲除，其实这都在神的掌握。
And but from the perspective of the Bible, that you will see the four horns, they rise up, and then later on.Destroyed by the four craftsmen, and then the four craftsmen rise up, and later on also eliminated. And this is under the total control of God.
有一个慕道者，他在读圣经的时候，他问了一个问题。
And so there was a truth seeker when he was studying the Bible. He asked a question.
他说他的圣经旁边就有一台电算机。
And he says that he has a calculator next to the Bible.
那他电算机他要算什么呢？
And so, what is he calculating?
他不是那个到 Costco 去啊，要买什么东西要打折啊。
And so maybe calculating what kind of discount he will receive while buying things at Costco.
他说：“你看，又杀了两万四千人呐！你把它记起来，两万四千人。
And he says that,
哇，神已经杀了多少人了？”
And he says that 24,000 men were killed. So he would put that in, and he says, "How many people God have killed?"
那读到神使让使者哈去击杀亚述的军兵啊，十八万五千，哇！你看这次最多了，
十八万五千的，
好多个零啊。
The messengers were slaughtering the armies of the Assyrians, and then it was 185,000 people at the time, so there was a lot of zeros.
好了，那就算一算呢，在旧约里面呢，耶和华神啊，他到底击杀了多少人？
And so he wants to calculate how many enemies of God that God has killed in the Old Testament.
好，从圣经的角度看。
And so from the perspective of the Bible.
因为这些帝国都是偶像的国家。
And because these empires are from countries of idolatry.
这是神所恨恶的罪。
And so this is a sin that God detests.
我们从一般人间的道德来看。
And so from the morality of mankind,
人跟人之间就是利益的抢夺。
And so from among men, there is the the fighting over prophets.
所以在古代的生存法则呢，就是说，强者啊，胜者为寇。
And so the laws of survival in the ancient time.
胜者为王，败者为寇。
And the laws of survivals in the ancient time is the that if you're victorious, then you will overcome everything, and then when you're a loser, then you will lose.
国跟国之间呢，就是稍稍掳掠呀，巧取豪夺，然后就，这个可以说搜刮殆尽啊，这样的这种手段彼此来对付。
And so among the different nations, they will attack one another, and then they would take each other's plunder, and this is how they would treat each other.
有很多道德败坏的事情。
And there are many corruptions of morality that's happening.
神就是宇宙中的公道。
And but God is the most fair judgment in the universe.
神是公义的神。
And because he is a righteous God.
所以这些事情神也在乎，而且他要介入啊，插手要去管。
And so these things God really care about, and he will interfere and get involved.
那这些大帝国呢，的兴亡啊，可以说跨越了几个世纪了。
And so these great empires and then their revival has spun a few centuries.
啊，从亚述啊，巴比伦到波斯。
And from Assyria, from Babylon to Persia,
到希腊，到罗马帝国
，and to the Greeks and then the Roman empires.
如今安在
？And they still exist.
希腊只剩下一个岌岌可危、快要倒闭的国家。
And Greece is actually a country that's about to collapse.
这些都不复存在了。
And these are almost disappearing.
但是我们的神仍然在宇宙中掌权。
But our God is still has authority in the universe.
他永远是王。
And forever he will be king.
因此呢，这些信息透过异象让以色列百姓知道的时候。
And so these messages are passed through vision and for the Israelites to know.
就如同我们今天所认识的一样。
And just like what we come to know today.
我们很乐意的把我们自己的我们未来都交在主耶稣的手中。
And willingly we give our future onto the hands of God.
因为他是公义慈爱的。
And because he's righteous and merciful.
我知道谁掌管明天。
And I know who holds tomorrow.
我们也知道谁在掌管宇宙。
And I know who holds the universe.
我们要永久在他的爱中。
And so forever we will be in his love.
这就是最幸福的一件事情。
And this is something that's very comforting.
小弟小时候三岁信耶稣。
And so I believe in Jesus when I was 3 years old.
我小弟这一辈子我认为最美好的一件事呢，就是遇见耶稣，相信耶稣。
And so the best thing that has happened to my life is that I get to, the chance to come and know Jesus.
我不敢想象我的生命中如果没有耶稣的话，我如今会在哪里。
I cannot imagine the fact that if I don't have Jesus in my life, where will I be today?
但是我们知道这一切都有神的安排。
And but we know that all these are through the arrangements of God.
因为我的母亲生了我的大弟呢，她生了很严重的病。
And so after my mother gave birth to my younger brother, and he was really sick.
那个时候我的父亲想要把我跟我的弟弟要送到孤儿院。
And at the time, my father really wanted to give away me and my younger brother to orphanage.
因为我们的母亲已经病得不能起来了。
And because my mother was sick to a point that she was bedridden, cannot get up.
而且按照我们上一辈的这些亲戚他们的经验看起来呢，我的母亲应该是不久人世。
And according to the experience of different relatives, it seems like my mother will be passing on very soon.
因为他自己也曾经想要用自己的方法来结束生命。
And she has even tried to use her own ways to end her life.
但是就在一个最关键的时刻呢，我们认识了耶稣。
And but during the most critical point that we came to know Jesus.
在1962年那一年。
And the year of 1962.
我的母亲她已经病了一年的时间。
And my mother was sick for about a year.
那么她叫我到床头来，我那个时候是三岁。
And so she called me to her bedside, and at the time I was 3 years old.
她叫我去跟那个隔壁的房东借钱。
And then so she asked me to try to borrow money from my my neighbor, which is the landlord.
啊，要借200块。
And then he wanted me to ask to borrow $200.
那个时候啊，一斗米啊才几块钱呢，我要借200块。
And so at the time, one liter of rice is not that much money, and then I need to borrow $200.
那我去的时候呢，正好房东他有一个妹妹呢，那天也在他的家里。
And so when I went to the landlord's house, it happens that she has a younger sister that was present there that day.
可以说我们已经没有路可以走了。
And it seems like we have nowhere else to go.
啊，但是人的尽头就是神的起头。
And but the end of the way for men is the beginning of the way for God.
当小弟表明说我要借钱，而且是借200块。
And so I told them that I need to borrow money, and then it's actually $200.
这个数字是很大的一个数。
And this is actually a vast amount of money.
那这个房东的妹妹就是真耶稣教会的信徒。
And so the landlord's younger sister was the member of True Jesus Church.
她问说为什么要借这么多钱。
And so she asked me, how come you need to borrow so much money?
那房东就开始讲我的母亲她生病。
And so the landlord started to say that my mother was gravely ill.
这位姐妹她就跟我们传福音。
And so this sister started to preach to us.
然后我们就到教会去了。
And then we went to church.
那个时候是在嘉义教会，台湾的嘉义教会。
And at the time it was in the Jia Yi Church of Taiwan.
我们慕道一个星期就接受洗礼。
And so after truth seeking for about a week, we received baptism.
1962年，嘉义教会的秋季灵恩布道会，那次的受洗，受洗人数是100人。
And during the fall of 1962, spiritual convocation in Jia Yi Church, at that time, it was about 100 people that received baptism.
我母亲就好起来了。
And so my mother got better.
那过了一年又生一个弟弟。
And so after one more year, then I had a younger brother.
过了十年再生一个妹妹。
And after 10 years, another younger sister.
我妈妈现在已经76岁。
And my mother currently is 76 years old.
她有八个孙子。
And she has eight grandchildren.
她的白头发比我少。
And her white hair is actually a little less than me.
感谢主，她身体还是很健康。
And thank God that she's very healthy.
我的父亲，我们全家都受洗。
And my father and our entire family received baptism.
我的外婆看到我母亲病好起来之后，她就要求受洗。
And my grandmother from maternal side saw that my mother got better and then she wanted to receive baptism.
原先她是不信耶稣的。
And originally she did not believe in Jesus.
但是她看到我妈妈病好起来了，她就相信了。
And so after she saw that my mother got better, so she wanted to believe.
当我去表明要借钱的时候，如果那个教会的统领那个姐妹，她视而不见，听而不闻，或是说跟我摸摸头，给两块钱买糖果，如果是这样的话，我今天在哪里我不知道。
And so during the time if I went to borrow money, if that sister pretended that she did not hear me, or pretended that she did not see me.Or she could give me $2 to buy candies. I don't know where I would be today.
如果错过那一刻，可能就错过了永恒。
And so if you miss that moment, it's possible that you miss eternity.
但是神并没有让这件事情发生。
And but God did not allow this to happen.
我们蒙恩典了。
And so we receive grace.
所以小时候，我母亲都跟我们讲说，有耶稣才有妈妈。
And so when I was younger, my mother always said to me,to us that because of Jesus, then your mother still exists.
你们长大要为主耶稣做圣工。
And so when you grow up, you need to work for Lord Jesus.
本来我跟我弟弟要到孤儿院的。
And originally, me and my younger brother was going to an orphanage.
有耶稣就有妈妈，就不需要去了。
And because of Jesus, then we have our mother, then we don't need to go to an orphanage.
感谢主。
And thank God.
后来我跟我弟弟。到了神学院。
And then, me and my younger brother, we went to a theological school.
主耶稣没有让我们去孤儿院，所以我们兄弟两个就到神学院。
And so Lord Jesus Christ did not allow us to go to orphanage, then my brother and I went to theological school.
因为主耶稣的恩典太大了。
And because his grace was so bountiful.
我们的一生都在神的手中。
So our entire lifetime is in the hands of God.
我们有些人在无神论的共产主义底下生长。
And many of us grew up under the communist ruled atheism theory.
真教会起源于中国北京。
And the true church originated from Beijing in China.
在中国没有认识耶稣，来到美国才信耶稣。
And so in China, then maybe we did not have the chance to come to know Jesus, but we actually came to know when we come here to the U.S.
人的脚步是神在定的。
And so the footsteps of man is actually guided by God.
我们只有感谢。
And we can be only thankful.
我们知道谁掌管明天。
And we know who holds tomorrow.
也知道谁在掌管宇宙。
And we know that who holds the universe.
当然我们也在他的手中。
And of course we are in his hands.
主耶稣爱我们，连他的生命都给了我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ loves us, even gave us his life.
最美好的事情就是认识耶稣。
And so the most beautiful thing is to come to know Jesus.
最幸福的事情就是把自己交给主耶稣。
And the most happiest time is when I give myself to Jesus.
以色列百姓听到这个信息，他们一定得到很大的激励。
And so after the Israelites heard this message, they probably feel very strongly compelled.
神是慈爱又公义的。
And so God is merciful in righteousness.
但是那些帝国灭了以后，没有再兴起来。
But after the empire completely collapsed, there's no other country that came up.
以色列百姓一样是因为得罪神，所以神让他们国家灭了。但是呢，神让选民的国度又再复兴。仅此一家，别无分号，没有的。
And the reason for the Israelites to collapse is because they sinned against God. And then, but at the same time, God also revived them. So it's only this race and no other.
这些被神灭掉的这些帝国都比他们更强大。
And so all the other empires is much more stronger than the Israelites.
但是以色列百姓倒了，又将再起。
And so, but the Israelites collapse, and then once again, they will be come up.
因为神给他们应许了。
And because this is the promise that they receive from God.
那这一点，我们把它放在属灵的应验上来看。
And so, from this, we will put this in a spiritual revelation.
就是真教会的复兴。
And so, this is the revival of the true church.
对当时候百姓来讲，一定得到很大激励。
And so, the people at the time they felt strongly compelled.
这样也满足了。
And so, this
神的公义了。
And this also satisfied the righteousness of God.
神的百姓犯罪，神一样来刑罚。
And so the people of God sinned, and they will be disciplined.
但是神给他们一个应许的爱，带他们回来。
But that God gave them a love of promise, and then brought them back.
跨越几个世纪的这几个大帝国，还是在神的掌握。
But the empires that have gone through a few centuries are still under the control of God.
再过30年，再过50年，这个世界将变成如何呢
？And so another 30 years or another 50 years, what would this world be coming to?
虽然我们不知道，但我们不必担忧。
And but although we don't know, but we shall not worry.
我们从历史得到的教训就是这样。
And from the teachings of history, then this is what we receive.
这些都在神的手上。
And so all of this is in the hands of God.
所以我们放心的来过每一天。
And so we shall live our days worry free.
因为爱我们爱到把生命给我们的主耶稣呢，我们把他自己交在他的手上，这是最幸福的。
And because Jesus loves us so much, and then this is the happiest thing for us to deliver ourselves onto His hands.
我们再来看第二章。
And let's read chapter 2.
第二章第三个意象。
And this is the third vision.
第三个意象，他一开始就看到有一个人手拿着准绳。
And then it started off with a man with a measuring line in his hand.
那么刚刚在第一章的16节有提到神要重建圣殿，而且要拉准绳在耶路撒冷之上。
And so it talked about previously that when God is rebuilding the temple, everything will be measured.
古代他们要量尺寸，就是用绳子来量的。
And so in the ancient times, when they need to perform measurements, they use a line.
那这表示说他们有建筑的工程。
And it seems so. This seems like they have engineering capabilities.
那先知就问了。
And so the prophet asked,
问这个手拿准绳的人说，你要到哪里去？
And so he asking the man with the measuring line, where are you going?
那这个人他手拿准绳，他说我要去量耶路撒冷有多宽多长。
And so this man said to him that to measure Jerusalem to see what it is the width and what is the length.
也许他们有意思要来重建这个圣城啊，要把这个城墙给砌好。
And so it's possible that they want to rebuild the holy city, so they need to measure every dimensions.
好了，第三节。
And verse 3.
那这一直在跟他说话的天使啊。
And so the angel who was talking with him.
跟着去了。
So gone out.
然后有另外一位天使就迎着他过来。
So another angel came and meet him.
好，那就对他说，你去跟那个少年人说。
And it said to him, run and speak to this young man.
那关键是这个少年人是指的谁？
And so who is this young man?
啊，很多这个圣经学者指着这是先知撒迦利亚。
And so many biblical scholars refers this to prophet Zechariah.
但是有人认为是那个手拿准绳的那个人。
And but some people felt that this is the man with the measuring line.
那么看起来上下文看起来，似乎是把它解读成手拿准绳那个人大概会比较合乎这个上下文的意思。
And so if we could perhaps explain it with the man with the measuring line would fit the description of the different parts here.
那因为这个没有更多的资讯啊，可以让我们做确定，所以我们这里只能够这样来做一个猜测。
And because we don't have any other references, and so we could only make a guess here.
啊，但是这些并不妨碍我们对于这个意象啊，它真正的意涵的掌握。
And but this will not affect us to the way that we're explaining the meanings of the vision.
那重点是在第四节跟第五节。
And so the main focus is verse 4 and 5.
啊，要说什么呢？
And so what is this talking about?
这是从神来的嘛。
And so this is from God.
说耶路撒冷必有人居住，好像无城墙的乡村，因为人民和牲畜甚多。
And it says Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls because of the multitude of men and livestock in it.
主说我要做耶路撒冷四围的火城，并要做其中的荣耀。
And for I said the Lord will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
我们假设这个人他拿着准绳量这个耶路撒冷有多宽多长，他们是要进行把这个城墙建起来。
And so we're talking about this man with a measuring line to measure the dimensions of Jerusalem, and so the city walls would be built.
可能他们认为说你建圣殿，但是你没有城墙啊。
And but maybe perhaps some people might felt that you're rebuilding the temple, but you don't have the city walls.
啊，古代的生活如果有城墙围起来，那这多一道的防护啊，更加安全。
And so if you live in the ancient times, you need the protection of the city walls. As safe harbor.
啊，你把圣殿建好了，没有城墙，敌人攻进来，再把它破坏掉，那你其实不是做白工了吗？
And so if you have the temples and but you don't have the city walls, and then in the enemy attacks, then wouldn't your work be all in vain?
但是神说，
and but God have said,
耶路撒冷人会增加很多，
and there will be many people that will increase in numbers in Jerusalem.
啊，所以那个范围你没有办法去定。
And so it's hard to count the vast amount of people.
像我们洛杉矶，早时候啊，在发展的时候是一个集中在一个地方。但是现在你看洛杉矶一直扩展，南北东西，东西南北一直扩展，那变成没有办法有界定它的界限在哪里。
And just like the Los Angeles area when it first started, maybe it was just one road, but it developed into different sections, northwest, east, and south. So it's hard to determine what exactly its boundaries are.
那这个应许是在第一个意象里面神已经解说了。
And so this promise was already said by God in the first vision.
十七节所说的，所以这个城要建立起来，并且要丰盛发达。
And it says that this city will be rebuilt and then it's going to be greatly revived.
所以人数要增加很多，变成是你没有办法用围墙把它限制。
And so the number will increase in people and it's hard to contain it with the city walls.
啊，那没有城墙那不是很不安全吗？
And so without any city walls, isn't this is very unsafe?
但是神说，
And but God have said,
我亲自要做耶路撒冷四围的火城。
And it says, I will be the wall of fire around her, the city of Jerusalem.
他这个城墙不是用 砖头砌的，是用火把它围起来的。
And so this city wall would not be built by bricks, and mortar, but actually, it's going to be built with fire.
所以它的外围有火城，但是在里面呢，有神的荣耀。
And then on the outer skirts would have the wall of fire, but within side would be the glory of God.
这是一个很好的道理哦。
And this is a wonderful message.
啊，我们今天建造会堂。
And so if we're building the temple today,
啊，最重要的是有神的荣耀在当中。
And so the most important thing is that we have to have the glory within.
神成为我们的保护，保护。
And so God is our protector.
那这个就让我们想起哈，亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后。神把他们赶出去。
And so this makes us remember the fact that after Adam and Eve have sinned against God, they were cast out of the garden.
伊甸园里面还有生命树。
And so in the Garden of Eden is the tree of life.
所以在东边的地方，神就用发火焰的啊的刀剑啊，把他们在那个地方把守住，让这个亚当夏娃不能够再进来。
And so on the east side of the garden, it was secure and guarded by flaming swords that Adam and Eve cannot go near to it.
那就是神所设立的。
And so this is established by God himself.
所以这个火城啊，也是一个比喻，是表示说神亲自要来保护。
And so the wall of fire is also a comparison that it signifies that God will be offering protection by himself.
好像约翰福音十六章三十三节所说的。
And just like John chapter 16 verse 33 it says,
我们在这个世界有很多的苦难。
And in this world, we have a lot of tribulations.
但是在主耶稣里面呢，我们有平安。
But within Jesus Christ, we have peace.
所以什么地方是最平安的？
And so, what is the most safest place?
平安不是一个建筑物的保障。
And so, peace is not a sanctuary or protection that offered by a building.
是在主耶稣里面。
It's actually inside Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣的保护。
And so this would be the protection of the Lord Jesus.
我们人生就是这个样子。
And so this is the same with our own lives.
那这个会堂盖得很堂皇。
And so the chapel was built magnificently.
但是神的荣耀在当中。
And so but the glory of God will be in the midst.
那这样才有真正的光彩。
And so this way you would really have the gleaming lights.
所罗门王所建的圣殿啊，可以说是啊这个富丽堂皇啊。
And so the temple that was built by King Solomon was actually glorious and magnificent.
是金光闪闪。
And it's actually very shining and glistening.
但是百姓呢，在那个里头呢，他们并不是真的要拜神。
And but the people inside is not truly looking to worshiping God.
后来他们离弃神了。
And then so they parted. They have forsaken God.
那么外在这么漂亮的殿呢，被毁掉了。
And so such a beautiful architecture, but is actually destroyed later on.
耶路撒冷城也建立得非常的坚固。
And so the city of Jerusalem was built very strongly.
但是不要忘记。
And but do not forget.
在主前的586年。
And so 586 BC.
非常隐秘的啊，坚固的这个耶路撒冷城呢，也抵挡不住这个巴比伦的军队。
And a very strong and fortified city of Jerusalem cannot defend its attack off Babylon.
就在六十六年前。
And so that was 66 years ago.
六十六年后的今天。
And so 66 years later.
他们没有城墙。
And they don't have any city walls.
像一个废墟一样。
And it's just like a rubbish town.
但是一切有了开始。
And so you have a beginning.
因为神回到耶路撒冷。
And because God has returned back to Jerusalem.
神说我要为耶路撒冷来发热心。
And so God said that I will once again be very fervent and revive myself with Jerusalem.
神说他要重建他的殿。
And God said that I will once again rebuild my temple.
他要把耶路撒冷城再重建好。
And so the city of Jerusalem will once again be rebuilt.
他亲自要成为保护。
And personally, he will offer protection.
他要住在当中，显出这个城的荣耀来。
And then he will dwelling in the midst of it and to show the glory of the city.
我们各地都在建筑会堂。
And so we have chapel constructions all over the place.
内在信仰的殿呢，跟外在的殿是一样重要。
And so the inner part of the faith of the chapel is same thing as important as outside.
我们每一个信徒都是一个小的圣殿。
And each and every one of us is a small temple.
啊，我们不在乎外在有多么的亮丽。
And we don't care how beautiful and magnificent it is outside.
啊，有时候我们看一个人啊，看他身上那个行头啊，到底是价值多少钱。
And so sometimes we'll be looking at somebody and try to figure out, whatever they're wearing, how much it costs.
啊，先看他的眼镜，他的眼镜是不是戴帽的？
And you would start by looking at the glasses, whether it wears a hat or not.
啊，那这个衬衫这边是不是有一个名牌的 mark？
And whether the shirt has a some designer logos.
啊，那个腰带是不是鳄鱼皮的
？And whether the belt is made by alligator skins.
哇，那一身的行头算一算哈，可能都要好几万。
And if you try to calculate the value of this person's attire, it's probably tens and thousands of dollars.
其实名牌是很容易被仿造的。
And any designer clothing can be easily imitated.
我们那里哈有卖那个衬衫呢，一件$4。
And then we have where I am, they sell shirts, and then it's about $4 US.
啊，这个衬衫口袋这边有 mark.
And then they have a specific mark on the shirt.
什么 mark 呢？
And what kind of mark it is?
一只企鹅。
And then it's actually a penguin.
叼了一根烟斗。
And then sucking on a pipe.
撑了一把雨伞。
And then holding an umbrella.
站在一只鳄鱼上面。
And then standing on an alligator.
把四个名牌把它集合起来。
And so four of the name brand is actually combined into one pattern.
名牌中的名牌。
And so this will be the name brand among all the name brands.
一件$4。
And it's only $4 US.
啊，你可能会问我哪里可以买得到？台湾的夜市都可以买得到。
And so maybe you can ask me where can I buy this? So you could go to visit the night markets in Taiwan.
啊，那这个不是中国做的，是越南做的。
And it's actually not made in China, but made in Vietnam.
好了，其实外在的。是一个参考的东西。
And so the outer appearance is only a reference.
美丽，美丽只是这层皮。
And so a beauty is only a skin layer deep.
把这层扒掉的时候，每一个人都是血肉模糊。
And so once you remove the skin, everyone is going to be very bloody and very bad looking.
这个美丽像夏天的苹果。
And so beauty is kind of like the apples in a summer day.
一个星期就枯了。
And after a week, it will wither.
30年前的校花，30年后可能变成笑话。
And the flower 30 years ago might turn into a laughing stock 30 years later.
啊，所以弟兄，如果你没有追到那个校花，不要觉得遗憾。
So if you're not able to get the best looking girl in the school, then don't feel disappointed.
啊，可能你有一个迟来的安慰，30年后你就知道了。哎呀，幸好当初没有追到这朵校花。
And so maybe 30 years later, you'll come to a realization, I'm glad that I wasn't able to get her.
人会一直变化的。
And so as men, you're constantly changing.
我们来参加神训班不是来追逐美丽，我们是要追求内在。
And so when we come to a theological seminar, we're not pursuing after beauty, but inside.
教会的荣耀是因为神住在中间。
And so the glory of the church is because God is living inside.
啊，外在硬体的设备呢，我们能够提供给我们更好的方便跟更好的使用。
And so all the practical use of the technology and hardware is for us to be very convenient.
啊，我们同时也要建立我们内在的殿。
And at the same time, we need to be building the temple inside of us.
有时候我们会在年纪很大的老人家脸上看到什么叫做如沐春风，和蔼可亲。
And so sometimes on a very elderly senior person, we can see that what does it mean to be very kind and meek and very friendly?
她的面貌不一定是很漂亮。
And the face, the figure may not be as pretty.
但是她很温和。
And, but they're very gentle.
我们跟她说话会觉得 好像在春风里。
And so when we talk to them, it seems like we're being blown in a spring wind.
那个是在面皮之外的一种美。
And so this is a beauty surpasses the surface.
我们要追求的是这样的美。
And so this is the beauty that we have to pursue after.
可能当时候的人会提出一个疑问，没有城墙，你光盖这个圣地有什么用？
And maybe some of the other people would be thinking that without a city wall, what is the point of building this temple alone?
这个人拿着准绳，可能要量一量，开始着手要建造城墙了。
And so the person with the measuring line is measuring its dimensions, and it's possible that they're looking to rebuild the city walls.
但是神说，特别要告诉以色列百姓。
And but God directed and said that you have to set this to the Israelites.
目前不需要城墙。
And currently, we don't need a city wall.
因为人数会一直增加。
And because the number of people will increase tenfold.
这个国王的荣耀是在乎民多啊。
And so the glory of a king, depending on the general population, the number of the population that he has.
一间教会的信徒数越来越多，就真的能够荣耀神了。
And so if a church increases in numbers, then this is definitely glorious to God.
神亲自要做火城来保护他们。
And so God will offer personal protection as the firewall to protect them.
神要住在他们中间，使他们有荣耀。
And God will be in the living in her midst.
我们再看第六节
，And let's read verse six.
他继续在解释这件事情。
And so he continued to explain this thing.
主说：“我从前分散你们在天的四方，现在你们要从北方之地逃回。”这是主说的。
And the Lord said, "I have spread you abroad like four winds of heaven, but you will be coming back from the north."
以色列百姓这个国家灭亡以后啊，他们就分散到世界各地去了。
And so the Israelite people, after the collapse of their nation, they have wandered into all different places of the world.
啊，这个犹太人也是真的很聪明啊！你看看、啊，他们懂得很早就赶快的到这个纽约啊来卡位啊。
And so you see the Jews, they're very smart because very long ago they came to New York City and then to hold a place.
啊，有人在研究那个华尔街那条金牛啊，看起来应该是犹太纯种的金牛。
And somebody have done a research, the golden calf in Wall Street, it's actually probably a Jewish race.
哎，你看，2700多年前，国家亡了，所以他们就散居到世界各地。
And so 2,700 years ago, because of the collapse of their nation, the people have spread it throughout the world.
那当然，2700多年前，他们散的啊，散开的地方没有像我们今天区域那么广啊。
And so, of course, the places that they have scattered into is not as broad as what we have today.
那现在就说你们到各地去哈，像现在要你要回来。
And it says that you shall return from all over.
不管是亚述、巴比伦还是波斯也好。
And it doesn't matter if this is Assyria or Babylon or Persia.
用地理位置来看呢、啊，他们的位置都是在以色列。
And from the geological perspective, this seems like that everyone is from the north part of Israel.
那现在神已经呼吁他们回来。
And so God has called for their return.
耶路撒冷要重建。
And it says that Jerusalem will be rebuilt.
所以当然他们要从北方逃回来了。
And so of course that they have to come back from the north.
第七节。
And verse 7.
与巴比伦人同住的西安民啊，应当逃脱。
And up Zion, escape you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon.
啊，要赶快回来。
And you have to come back.
啊，第八节。
Verse 8.
万军之主说。
And thus said the Lord of hosts.
在显出荣耀之后，差遣我去惩罚那掳掠你们的列国，摸你们的，就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
And he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
啊。就是说神要显出他的作为来。
And so this is when God wants to reveal his actions.
神召呼以色列百姓回来以后呢，神也要惩罚那些掳掠他们的列国。
And so after calling back the people, God will also continue to punish the nations which plundered them.
圣殿被毁，耶路撒冷也被毁掉。
And so the temple was destroyed, and also Jerusalem was destroyed.
在此之前，神的荣耀就离开了。
And so after this, then the glory of God has departed from the area.
但是现在神要重返耶路撒冷，他荣耀要回归。
And so God is looking to return back to Jerusalem as well as his glory.
那么神要对列国来做审判。
And so God will hold judgment to all nations.
那这个地方有一个比喻啊。
And so here is a parable.
说摸你们的就是摸他眼中的瞳仁。
And it says that who touches you touches the apple of his eye.
啊，神把以色列百姓呢当成是他眼中的瞳仁。
And so God treats the Israelites as the apple of his eye.
啊，我们总是保护我们的眼睛。
And we are looking to protect our eyes constantly.
啊，在生命记三十二章啊第十节，我们参考一下。
Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 10, we could refer to this.
生命记三十二章第十节。
And Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 10.
三十二章十节。
32 verse 10.
主遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他看顾他保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳仁。
He found him in a desert land, in a wasteland and howling wilderness. He encircled him, he instructed him, he kept him as the apple of his eye.
以色列百姓是神所珍惜所看重的。
And so the Israelites are a race that God cherishes and watches over.
也是神所保护的。
And they are also being protected by God.
所以现在神也要来刑罚那些列国。
And so God is going to hold punishment to all the nations.
那当神的作为一发生的时候，我们再回来看回来第二章九节。
And once the action of God has started, then let's turn back to chapter of the verse
第二章九节。
Chapter 2 verse 9.
神的作为那么一显出的时候呢，这些列国就要作为服侍他们之人的奴仆。
And so once the action of God have started, and all the nations shall become spoils for their servants.
那就是说他们国家要灭亡。
And that means that their nation will be destroyed.
他们所有的东西都要变成奴仆。
And everything else, everything that they have will become spoils.
这一段当然在历史上都应验了。
And of course, this part also has really happened in history.
我们再看第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
第十节到十三节，这是一首诗歌。
And so verse 10 to verse 13 is actually a song.
是一个得胜的诗歌。
And this is a song of victory.
在谈到神进一步的应许。
And this talks about the elevated promise of God.
他说：“锡安城啊，应当欢乐歌唱。”
And it says, "Sing and rejoice, all daughter of Zion."
为什么呢？
And why?
因为神要来住在中间。
And it says, "Behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst."
那不但他们来住在有神住他们中间呢。
And not only God will be dwelling in their midst.
有很多人也要来归附了这个以色列国。
And many nations shall be joined and to the Israel.Israelites,
也要住在他们中间。
And they should become their people.
那么到十四到十二节。
And verse 12.
再来，神必收回犹大地作为圣地的份。
And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land.
必再拣选耶路撒冷。
And will again choose Jerusalem.
凡有血气的都当在耶和华面前静默无声，因为他兴起从圣所出来了。
And be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation.
这个地方又特别强调，神要住在他们中间。
And so here emphasize that God will be dwelling in their midst.
就是上头第五节所说的，神要成为他们的荣耀。
And so this is what is described in verse 5, that God will become their glory.
那这个在属灵层面也是多重应验哦。
And so this also revealed and in spiritual aspects.
神具体的跟人同在呢，有几个表现。
And so the fundamental abidance of God with men has a few different occurrences.
我们知道主耶稣他降生的时候。
And we know that after Jesus Christ was born.
按照天使所说的，要给他取名字叫以马内利。
And according to the angel's messenger, he was to be named Emmanuel.
那个名字叫做耶稣。
And his name will be called Jesus.
以马内就是神跟人同在。
And Emmanuel means that God will be with men.
神怎么跟人同在？
And how is God to be with men?
以主耶稣他降生这件事情来看。
And so, from the birth of Lord Jesus Christ,
we can see.
And he was dwelling with the people at the time.
一起生活。
And he's living together with them.
所以说就把神的荣耀给显出来。
And so Jesus has actually showed the glory of God.
他在我们中间。
And so he is in our midst.
表示神要来在人间。
And so that means that God will be coming to mankind.
神的国要降临。
And so the kingdom of God will be here.
就是属灵教会要建立。
And so this means that church will be established.
哇，那主耶稣他成全救恩以后。
And so after Jesus has fulfilled the salvation,
他就升天。
And so he had resurrected.
他是圣灵降临在地面上呢，啊，就建立了教会。
And so, but Holy Spirit descended on the world, and a church was formed.
那神与我们同在。
And God abided with us.
因为他住在我们心里的圣灵。
And because this is the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of our hearts.
约翰一书三章二十四节说。
And 1 John chapter 3 verse 24.
我们之所以知道神与我们同在。
And the reason that we know that God is with us.
因为应许的圣灵住在我们心里。
And because the promised Holy Spirit dwells inside of our hearts.
我们真教会是圣灵所建设的教会。
And so our true church is a church that was testified by the Holy Spirit.
所以神的灵一直在我们中间。
And so the Spirit of God is always among us.
就表示神与我们同在。
And that means that we have the abidance of God.
所以这个在历史上应验了。
And so this has happened historically.
而且在属灵层面应验。
And so this also happened on a spiritual level.
但在属灵层面应验呢，也有多重应验的现象。
And so whatever happens on a spiritual level also happens in multiplicity.
我们再看启示录二十一章。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 21.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章开始是谈到新天新地的实现。
And this talks about the new heaven and earth.
第三节。
Verse 3.
我听见大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and he shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.
这是末日天国实现的。
And so, at end times, heaven will happen.
神与人一起住了。
And so God will be dwelling with men.
就永远同在了。
And forever abidance.
这个就是终末的应验。
And so this is the ultimate revelation.
所以我们谈到说，我们这个先知他预言有他的历史性，有他的这个多重、多层跟终末应验。
And so we talked about that any prophecies from the prophet has this historic and multiplicity and multi layers.
我们在读撒迦利亚书的时候
，and when we reading the book of Zechariah，
我们寻找到预言它应验呢，我们找一些经文来做印证。
And we could talk about how prophecy was fulfilled, and we could find evidence from different verses.
今天我们的教会就是神同在的教会。
And so today our church is a church that has God's abidance.
我们每一个人都要祈求圣灵充满。
And so each and every one of us must pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
教会要让圣灵充满。
And the church must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
就有神的荣耀了。
And then you would have the glory of God.
这是神所建立的教会。
And so this is a church that was established by God.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们再回来看撒迦利亚书二章。
And let's turn back to Zechariah chapter 2.
十三节。
And verse 13.
二章十三节他说，凡有血气的都要静默，不要说话。
And it says here that, Be silent all flesh before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation.
这是一件非常严肃的事情。
And so this is a very serious matter.
神呢可以说是一种君临天下非常荣耀的那种态势。
And so God is a almighty God, and with this mighty glory in front of all people.
神已经从他的圣所出来了。
And God has left from his sanctuary.
他要做他所说的事情。
And he wants to do everything that he needs to do.
所以大家看他出来的时候要惊恐。
And so when he appears in front of men, everyone will be silent.
不可有其他的声音。
And you have to be quiet and with no other noises loud.
就好像说当初以色列百姓过红海的时候。
And just like the Israelites when they're looking to cross the Red Sea.
前面是红海， 后面是埃及的追兵。
And in front of them is the Red Sea, and in back of them is the pursuing Egyptian armies.
那怎么办？
And what should they do?
以色列百姓就很害怕。
And so the people are afraid.
摩西说。
And so Moses have said.
我们站住。
And we will step out.
住口。
And then we will be silent.
我们静静的等候，看神今天为我们做了什么事情。
And we will silently await what God will be doing for us today.
就像这个意思一样。
And just like the same meaning here.
神兴起，从圣所出来，他要开始行动了。
And because he is aroused from his holy habitation, then he will take action.
那以前很多的抱怨，很多的。的这个怀疑呢，通通一笔勾销掉了。
And so many complaints and doubts of it about him, will be all eliminated.
我们今天敬虔的人，我们只要看待等候神怎他的施行他的作为。
And so the pious people today, we have to just silently wait for his actions.
他用诗歌的形式来写。
And so this is a depiction in song and something that's relative to a hymn.
翻译成这个英文中文呢，我们读起来都还是觉得很优美。
And so it doesn't matter whether we read this in Chinese or English, it sounds wonderful.
而且我们在读的时候会振奋人的心呢。
And so when we're reading, you will be very excited to other people.
我们在读先知书的时候。
And when we're reading the prophetic books,
也可以这样来欣赏文学的著作。
And so that we could also enjoy the beautification of the literature.
我们这几天都有在读撒迦利亚书。
And so these few days, we are all reading Zechariah.
我们结束以后，你再回去看呢，你会看得更清楚。
And so after we conclude here, once you go back and read it, you will read it more clearly.
真希望我们从此就爱上了撒迦利亚书。
And I'm hoping that all of us will love the book of Zechariah from starting today. And from starting from this book, we will come to love all the different scrolls in the Bible. And it's wonderful if you love to read the Bible.
爱看韩国连续剧哦，要花很多时间。
And if you watch Korean drama, it takes a lot of time.
有一次小弟回家，看了传道娘在看那个火花，很早以前的火花。
And when I went home one day, I noticed that my wife was watching this drama called Fire Flower.
蹦出爱情的火花，好，大家就能这样翻译。他都不理我。
And so that she was ignoring me at the time.
我差一点就发火。
And I was almost provoked to anger.
太太看火花，先生要发火。
And so if the wife is watching this drama, then the husband will be angry.
好，轻松一下哈。
And so we should relax.
叫你别爱陌生人，偏偏爱上女主播。
女主播。
穿着玻璃鞋。踏在天国的阶梯，走在流星花园里，跟巴黎恋人来了一场蓝色生死恋。还一起唱了一首冬季恋歌。好了，怀孕以后呢，送到顺丰妇产科，生了一个孩子，问他叫什么名字，他说我叫金三顺。笑得越大声的，就是都没有错过每一出戏。
So whoever laughed the loudest did not miss all the different topics of drama that I've just named.
其实我只知道这些戏剧的名字，我都从来都没有看。
And so I just know the name of these dramas, but actually I've never seen them myself.
好，看连续剧的时间可以挪一些过来读圣经。
And so you could use some time to actually read the Bible aside from watching dramas.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.